Hey everyone, and welcome to this deep dive. We are going to be looking at all the AI news that came out on January 8th, 2025.
Get some scoot.
Yeah, it was a really busy day. Like someone took a year's worth of AI advancements and just crammed them into 24 hours.
It really does feel that way, doesn't it?
Totally. So we've waded through tons of articles and reports
Yeah.
to bring you the most interesting stuff. So get ready, because this is going to be a wild ride.
Buckle up.
All right, let's jump right in with NVIDIA.
Okay.
Their CEO, Jensen Huang, made this bold statement that their chips are evolving faster than Moore's Law. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, wait, what was Moore's Law again?
Yeah.
So to quickly recap, it's basically the idea that the number of transistors on these tiny microchips doubles about every 2 years. And of course, that means computing power doubles too.
Right.
And it's been a driving force behind like the entire digital revolution for decades,
Yeah, for
But
sure.
what Huang is saying is that AI is actually accelerating even faster than that, which is mind-blowing.
It's really remarkable. And, to back up that claim, NVIDIA revealed their latest and greatest, the GB200 NVL72 superchip. This thing is seriously impressive. It's something like 30 to 40 times faster for AI tasks compared to their previous chips.
Wow.
Yeah.
So just think about what that means for, everyday AI applications, like tasks that used to take hours, even days,
Right.
could soon be done in minutes.
Exactly.
And of course, faster processing usually means the cost goes down,
Yeah.
which could make all this powerful AI
Right.
more accessible to, well, everybody.
Absolutely.
But wait, there's more.
Always.
NVIDIA didn't stop there.
Right.
At CES 2025, they made this big announcement. They said, "The age of AI agentics is officially here." And then they unveiled a whole bunch of new products and platforms to kind of bring this vision to life.
A bold move.
Yeah, it is a bold statement for sure.
Yeah.
But when you look at what they're actually putting out there,
Yeah.
it starts to feel, well, a lot less like science fiction and more like the near future.
Yeah.
So first, they announced the RTX Blackwell GPU. This thing is, it promises to be like a total game changer, especially for graphics and AI processing.
Yeah.
And then they've got Project Digits. Now imagine a laptop, but it's 1,000 times more powerful than the one you have now.
Crazy.
It's Project Digits.
Wow. But what really stood out to me was Cosmos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's an open source platform, so anyone working with robotics or autonomous vehicles can use it. And it's built on these really powerful foundation models.
So NVIDIA is not just giving us faster chips, they're giving everyone access to these like cutting-edge building blocks of AI.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Democratizing AI.
Yeah. And on top of that, they're rolling out these brand new AI models specifically designed for agentic applications. Think about it. AI agents that can like reason, use tools, analyze video and images. We're talking about AI that can solve complex problems, not just do simple
The
tasks.
whole new level of AI.
It is. And to show us how this might actually work in the real world, NVIDIA announced this partnership with Toyota.
Oh, right.
Yeah, to put these AI systems into self-driving cars.
Makes sense.
So, it really looks like this age of AI agentics that they're talking about could become part of our daily lives.
It seems closer than ever, that's for sure.
Definitely. Now, let's move on to something a little closer to home. Literally,
Oh.
Panasonic unveiled Umi. It's an AI wellness coach designed for families. I know,
Interesting.
I know. Before you roll your eyes and say, "Oh, great, another AI assistant nagging me," hear me out. This is a little different.
All right.
So it's not just about, telling you to eat your veggies and go to bed on time.
Right.
It's designed to actually understand your family's needs and goals,
Okay.
and then use AI to help you all achieve them together.
I see.
And it uses Anthropic's Claude AI model, which is really good at understanding and responding to like normal human language.
That makes a big difference.
It does. So it feels more like you're talking to like a helpful friend instead of some robotic taskmaster.
Right.
But here's the really interesting part. Panasonic teamed up with, actual experts in different fields, like Aptiv for fitness,
Oh, wow.
Precision Nutrition for diet advice, and of course, SleepScore Labs for, well, sleep.
I see. So it's not just a scheduler or reminder system. It actually gives you customized wellness plans.
Exactly. It's like having a whole team of coaches, all powered by AI, right there in your living room.
Wow.
Pretty amazing.
So from those supercharged chips to family wellness coaches, we see AI making waves everywhere. But maybe the most impactful news came from medicine with this incredible study on how AI is changing cancer detection. And that's where we're going to pick up in part two.
Sounds good. looking forward to that. So this study, it looked at a pretty large group of radiologists, actually.
Yeah.
119 to be exact.
Oh, wow.
And they had over 460,000 women who are going through breast cancer screenings.
Okay.
And the interesting part is the radiologist could choose whether or not they wanted to use AI.
So it wasn't like they were forced to adopt the technology. Right. Exactly. It was a real test of how AI could actually be used in, you know, current medical practice.
It makes sense. So what were the results? Did using AI make a difference?
Well, the radiologists who did choose to use AI, they saw a pretty significant increase in cancer detection rates.
How much of an increase?
17.6%.
Wow.
Which is a pretty big jump, and it suggests that AI can really help doctors catch those cases that they might have missed otherwise.
That's incredible. But finding cancer is just the first step, right?
Yeah.
What about the accuracy of the AI? Was it just flagging more cases, or were they actually more accurate diagnoses?
That's a good question, and the study did look into that. Turns out it wasn't just about more detections. The AI was actually leading to more accurate biopsies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so out of all the biopsies ordered, 65% of the ones from readings that used AI actually confirmed cancer.
Okay.
Compared to 59% without AI.
So not only were they finding more cases, but the biopsies were more likely to actually be cancer. That's huge, both for early detection and for reducing those, you know, unnecessary procedures.
Exactly. And there's another benefit that you might not expect.
What's that?
Efficiency.
Okay.
So the study found that using AI actually let the radiologists read the scans 43% faster.
Seriously?
Yeah. And they did it without losing accuracy.
Wow. That's amazing.
We're talking about going from an average of like 30 seconds per case down to just 16 seconds.
That's a huge time saver.
It is.
So it really does seem like AI could be a powerful tool in fighting cancer.
Absolutely.
But, you know, that wasn't the only place AI was making news on January 8th. NASA has been using AI more and more for its missions, too. Everything from navigating the Mars rover to, you know, monitoring climate change here on Earth.
Yeah. It's a great example of how AI is helping us explore more, you know, pushing the boundaries of what's possible, whether it's in space or understanding our own planet. It's like having this tireless research assistant that can go through mountains of data and, you know, help us see patterns that we might have missed.
Speaking of patterns, Adobe released some data about how AI is changing the way we shop. Get this, AI assistants like ChatGPT actually led to this massive 1,300% jump in web traffic for holiday shopping.
Wow, 1,300%, that's huge.
It's crazy. It really shows you how AI is changing the whole consumer experience.
Yeah.
It's not just about browsing websites anymore.
Right.
It's like having this personal shopping assistant that can help you find exactly what you need.
Exactly. It can help you compare prices, even give you recommendations. It's pretty incredible.
And hold on. Get this. Google's CEO, Sundar Pichai, he revealed that over 25% of Google's new code is actually being written by AI.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's a pretty clear sign that AI is becoming, well, a major force in software development. It's not just automating small tasks anymore. AI is actually understanding those more complex programming concepts, you know? And it's writing code that's really efficient and even elegant, I've heard.
It's amazing. With all this talk about AI getting more powerful, it's no wonder that most Americans now think we're less than 5 years away from artificial general intelligence, or AGI.
Right.
You know, for those who haven't heard that term before, AGI basically means AI that's as smart as a human. Like, it can do any intellectual task that we can.
It's really interesting to see how quickly public opinion has shifted. I mean, just a few years ago, AGI seemed like this far-off concept, something that might happen decades from now. But now, it feels a lot closer. And while there's still debate about exactly when or how AGI will arrive, it's clear that we're in a time of incredible technological change. And AI is at the heart of it.
Totally. But as AI gets more powerful, it also brings up questions about ethics, right? Like, remember those Meta AI chatbots that started imitating controversial figures?
Oh, yeah.
Like Hitler and Jesus. That caused a lot of controversy, and for good reason.
It definitely raised some red flags. It shows that as we build more complex AI systems, we have to be really careful. We need to make sure they're aligned with our values and that they're used in a way that benefits everyone.
Absolutely.
It's going to require a lot of thought about ethical frameworks, and we need strong safety measures and constant monitoring. We have to prevent unintended consequences.
It's a tricky balance, right?
Yeah.
We want to push the boundaries of what AI can do, but we also need to be careful and make sure we're not creating something that could ultimately hurt us.
Right. And it's not just about preventing harm. It's also about making sure AI is used fairly. We have to be aware of any potential biases in the systems. And we need to make sure these technologies don't make existing inequalities worse or, you know, even create new ones.
Yeah, it's a complex issue, but it's one we absolutely have to address if we want to make sure AI benefits everyone. So in the midst of all the excitement about what AI can do, there's also this growing awareness of the challenges.
Yeah.
It's a good reminder that AI isn't just a neutral tool. It reflects our own values and biases. And it's up to us to make sure it's used for good.
Absolutely. Speaking of tools, have you heard about OpenAI's Operator?
I have, but I don't really know much about it.
Well, it's been getting a lot of buzz lately.
All right.
Imagine an AI agent that not only understands what you're asking it to do, but it can actually carry out those instructions on its own.
Mm.
Like, it can interact with different systems and services to complete tasks without you having to constantly supervise it.
Okay.
That's basically what Operator is supposed to be, like a superpowered virtual assistant, you know. It could handle all sorts of things, from scheduling appointments to, like, managing projects, maybe even controlling your smart home devices.
That sounds incredibly powerful.
Hmm?
But is it actually ready to be used? I thought I heard something about security issues and delays.
Yeah, you're right. There have been reports of delays because of a vulnerability called prompt injection.
You've said that term a couple times now, prompt injection. What does that actually mean?
So prompt injection is basically a way to attack AI systems that use natural language instructions.
Oh, okay.
So think about it like this. You give the AI agent a prompt like, book me a flight to London.
Right.
And the AI is supposed to follow that instruction and do what you asked.
Yeah.
But with prompt injection, someone could sneak in malicious code or commands into that seemingly harmless prompt.
Oh, I see.
So instead of booking your flight, the AI might end up doing something totally different, something that could compromise your data or even your finances.
Okay, now I understand why that's a big concern.
Yeah.
Especially with an AI agent that has so much potential access.
Exactly.
So is OpenAI working on fixing this before they release it?
Yeah. They are. They're taking it very seriously, and they've delayed the release to focus on security. They know that security is absolutely essential, especially with an AI agent that can do so much.
It's a good reminder that as we get excited about all the cool things AI can do, we also have to be aware of the risks. We have to take steps to mitigate those risks and not just build cool tech, but build it responsibly.
For sure.
So we've talked about the big picture of AI. The advancements, the ethics, the impact on society.
Mm-hmm.
But let's zoom in a little bit. With all these changes happening, what does it mean for us as individuals? What skills do we need to develop to thrive in this AI-powered future?
It's a question a lot of people are asking. It's tough to predict exactly what the job market will look like years from now, but there are certain skills that will probably always be in demand, regardless of how AI evolves.
So maybe instead of trying to guess the future, we should focus on those core skills that'll be valuable no matter what.
Right. So first and foremost, anything that involves critical thinking and problem solving. You know, AI can process tons of information and automate tasks, but it's not great at those uniquely human skills.
Mm.
We need to be able to analyze information, identify patterns, and make good judgments. Those are always going to be valuable.
It makes sense. We need to be better humans, not try to be better robots.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Creativity and innovation will also be really important. You know, AI can come up with ideas, but it's still humans who bring that spark of originality. We can think outside the box and come up with truly new solutions.
So it's not about competing with AI, but working with it,
hmm.
using its strengths, but also recognizing our own unique abilities.
Absolutely. It's about finding that balance where human ingenuity and AI can work together.
You know, thinking back to NVIDIA's idea of the age of AI agentics, it seems like we're already starting to see that collaboration. AI agents are becoming part of our devices, our homes, our workplaces. They help us automate tasks, make decisions, and even create new forms of art and entertainment.
It's a really fascinating time to be watching this evolution unfold. But like any powerful technology, there are risks and challenges that we need to be mindful of.
We've talked about some of those already. The ethical considerations, potential biases, the need for strong security. But as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with a question to think about. With AI changing so rapidly, what will your role be in shaping its future?
That's a great question. Each of us needs to consider that. Will we embrace AI as a tool for progress? Will we make sure it's used responsibly in a way that benefits everyone? Or will we just sit back and watch as it changes our world without our input?
The choices we make now will determine what that future looks like. And that future isn't set in stone. We're creating it together right now with every decision we make.
So as we move on to the final part of our deep dive, I encourage everyone to stay informed, stay engaged, and stay curious. This world of AI is constantly changing, and there's always something new to learn, something new to explore.
Welcome back for the final part of our deep dive into January 8th, 2025. It was a day packed with AI news, from NVIDIA's bold age of AI agentics to that amazing study about AI in cancer detection.
It really showed how fast AI is moving and all the potential it has to, you know, change the world.
Absolutely. We've also talked about like the ethical questions and those essential skills we need to thrive in this new AI-powered world, right? Like critical thinking and creativity. But before we wrap up, what stood out to you the most from all the news we talked about?
That's a tough one. There were so many big developments. But honestly, that study about AI helping detect cancer, that really stuck with me.
Me too.
It's such a powerful example of how AI can be used for good, you know, to solve real problems, not just be some futuristic concept. It's already making a difference in people's lives.
Yeah, that study was a real highlight. It shows that AI is about more than just hype. But it also makes you think, like, if AI can detect cancer better than humans, what does that mean for doctors and radiologists?
That's a good question. And it's not just about medicine. It applies to a lot of fields.
Right. Like, earlier we talked about how AI is writing a good chunk of Google's new code. So does that mean, like, software developers are going to be out of a job?
I don't think it's about AI replacing jobs entirely. It's more about the types of skills that will be valuable. As AI handles more of the routine stuff, humans will need to focus on the things AI isn't good at yet.
Like those creative, strategic human things?
Exactly.
It's not about humans versus AI, but about how we can work with it.
Right. We need to learn how to use AI to our advantage while recognizing what makes us uniquely human.
And going back to NVIDIA's idea of the age of AI agentics, it feels like we're already seeing that partnership in action. AI agents are becoming part of our daily lives, in our phones, our homes, our offices. They're helping us automate tasks, make decisions, even create new forms of art.
It's a really exciting time to be alive watching this all unfold. But like with any powerful technology, there are also those potential downsides we can't ignore.
We've touched on those. The ethical questions, bias in AI, and making sure it's secure. So as we wrap up our deep dive, I want to leave everyone with one last thought to consider.
Okay.
As AI keeps advancing at this crazy pace, what will your role be in shaping its future?
It's a question we all need to ask ourselves. Will we be active participants, making sure AI is a force for good in the world? Or will we just be passive observers?
It's our choices that will determine what the future of AI looks like. Mm-hmm. It's not set in stone. We're creating it right now with every decision we make.
So to everyone listening, stay informed, stay engaged, and stay curious about AI. It's a constantly changing landscape, and there's always something new to learn.
And that's it for our deep dive into January 8th, 2025, a day that showed us both the immense potential of AI and the challenges that come with it. Thanks for joining us, and until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep shaping the future of this incredible technology.